price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An independent privacy oversight committee may be in Facebook's future. Politico is reporting that the social media giant is in talks with the Federal Trade Commission over a settlement that would force Facebook to create the privacy panel. The FTC has been investigating Facebook since a privacy breach allowed the data of millions of users to be given to Cambridge Analytica. And as part of that agreement, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, would be personally accountable for the handling of the company's privacy policies. The company is also expected to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion because of the issue. A Chinese family caught up in the college admission cheating scandal reportedly paid millions to get their daughter into Stanford. Reports are Yuzi Zhao, who also goes by the name Molly, was admitted to the Northern California school in the spring of 2017, and the family from Beijing paid $6.5 million to a Newport Beach businessman to get that child into the university. The businessman's pleaded guilty to the charges, along with parents and coaches entangled in the controversy, though this Chinese family has not yet been formally charged. And some new laws and rules in effect at Disney parks effective today. They're banning smoking, wagons, and oversized strollers at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
Welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, as you know, we have visited with guests on this program who are leaders of both national and international companies. And one of the most sought-after yet elusive goals of most of them is how do you transform a product into an icon? It is one of the most challenging goals and clearly a mark of distinction. Well, that's exactly what today's guest and his very empowered team of associates have done. Ross Born is co-CEO of Just Born, one of America's top 10 manufacturers and producers of the iconic Marshmallow Peep, one of the top 10 candy manufacturers. Ross is a good friend and a previous guest several times on Legends of Success. We're so proud to bring him back because in 40-some minutes, we can never cover the entire story of our guest. And this is one that we definitely want to follow. Ross, welcome back to Legends of Success.
John, it's good being back.
Give an overview of Just Born so people can see a picture as your business exists today.
We started in 1923. My grandfather, who was an immigrant from the former Soviet Union, came to this country through Paris, where he had learned the candy trade and actually making French chocolates. That was what he learned in Paris on his way to the United States. When he got to this country, that's what he knew, and he opened up some small shops in New York, and he produced some candy in the back room, and was in the candy business. That was in 1908, and he operated that for a period of time and then decided to focus not on retail but on manufacturing. And in 1923, he started the company Just Born Incorporated, and 2 years later, he asked his one brother-in-law to come in, and in 1926, he asked his second brother-in-law to come into the business, and the three of them really got the place started, making chocolate from scratch with the cocoa bean and doing all kinds of interesting products, a little of this and a little of that. They were operating out of a loft in New York, in Brooklyn, and in 1932, when his business grew, the three of them decided that it was time to look for another place. Now, they went through the Depression. They weathered it.
I was going to ask. They were growing during the Depression. That's kind of an anomaly back then, wasn't
it? Well, it was a very small company. Believe me, it was small. The loft had about 1,600 square feet, so it wasn't a large manufacturing operation. But it was enough to provide for some of the candy needs in New York City. In those days, John, most companies were local. There were no interstate highways. There was no refrigeration to speak of, commercial refrigeration. And the technology to make products was such that the products were usually good for a week, maybe. So the shelf life stability wasn't there. And so you had many, many, many companies making candy in different locales.
Localized regions.
Very local.
Well, you know what's interesting, Ross, is I hear so often today people say, well, they did it then, but you could never start up a business today and be successful like they were in the old days. It was easier. I find it just the opposite because now, as you're saying, you've got highways, you've got infrastructures, you've got distribution, you've got internet. I think it was more challenging back then to actually create a company, am I correct, and build it?
Well, I think you can create a company no matter when you exist. It's not hard to create a company. It's a little bit more challenging to have it survive and then thrive.
Let alone grow nationally.
And it's not easy, and we can talk a little bit about how difficult it is to grow a brand from nothing. So there's more challenges than meets the eye.
Sure. And then going back, I look at your grandfather as the founder, the creator generation.
Yes, he was a true entrepreneur in the sense of he had a vision. He wasn't a manager of people and business. That's why he asked his two brothers-in-law to come in and manage.
And this is Irv and Jack Schaffer.
Yes.
Right.
My great uncles.
And what did they contribute that he wasn't? He was more the creative on the product side. They were the business.
Yes. They managers. Were the business side and the engineering, the talent, the technology side to some extent. And they understood a little bit more about running a business.
Now, eventually they moved in the Depression, I think you were alluding to. They ended up moving to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes, it was a factory that had been vacant, originally built as a printing factory. The Saturday Evening Post was published in Bethlehem in the early and mid-20s.
Sure.
And then the factory became a candy company from Philadelphia. That lasted only about a year or so, and then the Depression hit, and the building was basically vacant for about 4 years. It was very fortuitous as to how my grandfather and his two brothers-in-law were able to save up enough to put a down payment on the building in 1932 at auction.
Mm-hmm.
That's another story.
And part of their growth was not only growing organically, but through acquisition.
They did grow by acquisition.
Yes.
There were many of these small local companies, and they would, over a period of time, they would kind of run out of steam, or the owners wanted to get some dollars out, what have you. So what they would do was typically acquire maybe a customer list and some brands, but they were all local brands.
Sure.
Maybe the know-how, the technology for making that particular product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they built the business, very patiently and slowly and methodically, but they were able to build a business.
Yes, and create a foundation that was solid enough that could springboard and grow for future generations. One of the places they acquired, I believe, was making a novelty type of candy that has become your worldwide icon today. Am I correct?
Well, we have several brands that we really treasure.
Yes.
The brands that we have today that remain today, the oldest brand is Mike and Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Begun in 1940.
Right.
In a very small brand. It was one of we had a large portfolio of brands, a little of this and a little of that. We made all kinds of wonderful products. So Mike and Ike was just one of many.
Sure.
And then in 1950, Hot Tamales was created.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1953, there was a purchase. In fact, it's not far from where we are sitting.
Mm-hmm.
In Lancaster, there was a company that was making chocolate hollow mold products, primarily for Easter, the chocolate hollow mold bunnies and
sure.
rabbits and creations. And they made jelly beans. Mm-hmm. And they made some what they considered to be really terrific jelly beans for the region. They were noted for that. And in the back room, they were making a marshmallow novelty by hand called Peeps. It really wasn't a very big item.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandfather, his two brothers-in-law, and by that time my father was in the business, they looked at this business in Lancaster, which, by the way, occupied Milton Hershey's original factory.
You're kidding.
Milton Hershey did not start in Hershey. He started in Lancaster.
Right.
And the American Caramel Company was his. And then that was sold, that building was sold to these other folks. It was called the Roda Candy Company, RODDA.
Sure.
So they were making in the back room this marshmallow, and it intrigued the four leaders of the business.
Did they see something in this that Roda Candy Company did not? Did they have a vision when they saw this and said, we can drive this product? Or was it something they didn't quite see yet? Because I know there's a lot of labor and energy to squeeze out these Peeps, but the product was unique, wasn't it?
The product was unique, and I think that the mark of a clever entrepreneur, and the four of them acted as clever entrepreneurs, they saw that this was something that no one else was making.
Right. Absolutely.
And that was important. And that's important in any business. Why look for something that's going to be directly competitive with somebody who's already established?
We're visiting today with Ross Born, co-CEO of Just Born, an international candy company with brands such as Mike and Ike, Hot Tamales, and 1.2 billion Peeps a year. Marshmallow Peeps, that if you took that 1.2 billion, you could stretch them around the globe two times. When we come back, we're going to find out how did this family business discover this Peep and have a vision that no one had before and bring it into world-class iconic stature. I'm John Resnick, and we'll be back on Legends of Success right after this.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, You could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Our Peep brand, John.
Yes.
I must tell you about the impressions.
Yes.
The impressions in the media. When we first started looking at Peeps, we were doing about 200 million media impressions at Easter time. This past year, we had over 3 billion media impressions during the Easter window.
That's what
that is absolutely incredible.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're visiting today with Ross Bourne, co-CEO of the Just Bourne Candy Company, one of the top 10 manufacturers of candy in America. We're just talking, Ross. You were telling us the story of how your grandfather, your father as a young man, and your two uncles had acquired the Rada Candy Company in Lancaster. And this company was making in the back room a product that wasn't highly successful, but it was unique. It was the Peep. My question is, did Rada Candy Company actually see the potential for this product, or did they not, and your family did? Because that's a true mark of a great entrepreneur, having a vision for a product that others can't see.
I think it was a combination of things. I think the four of them really, as a group entrepreneurial effort, saw that there was some opportunity for expanding Peeps. But one of the things that really had to be done early on is to mechanize the production, because doing production with pastry bags and doing it by hand is not something that even in the 50s you wanted to continue doing, certainly not on a more mass marketed basis.
Sure.
And remember that we weren't a national company to any great extent back in those days,
mm-hmm.
because there was really no call for it. We really didn't have the wherewithal to ship product anywhere but in the region. By that time in the 50s, we were a regional company.
And how far was your territory when you say regional, Ross?
Well, it's certainly Philadelphia, New York, perhaps down to Washington, D.C., and there were some pockets of distribution in Ohio, perhaps, Pittsburgh. But we didn't really do a lot, maybe in Chicago a little bit, mm-hmm. but it was very much of a regional company rather than a national company.
And back in those days, I'm sure there was a lot of door knocking, unlike the way you grow a business today.
A lot of times the product was delivered in the trunk of a car.
Yeah, sure.
It was very local. And The PEEPs were only the, at that time, and up until not too long ago, about 8 or 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
PEEPs was the chick shape for Easter. That was a PEEP.
Well, you grew that brand, but before we get there and how you diversified that brand, I want to find out again, did your family have a vision that the Rada Candy Company didn't? In other words, they see this PEEP and say, we can really drive this product, where the others missed that opportunity.
They believed that there was an opportunity. I'm not sure that they fully appreciated the opportunity.
Yes.
Because in those days, there wasn't a concentration of with the customers. There was no one major customer or two major customers.
Oh, right.
So there was a lot of small mom-and-pop shops.
Mm-hmm.
And the first large customer that we had in the late 50s was S.S. Kresge Stores, which turned into Kmart and for many years was our largest customer. But back in those days, the five-and-dime business was really where the PEEP business was focused on.
Sure.
But it was really marshmallow novelties that it was focused on, and there's a distinction. And this is where we'll talk a little bit more about the importance of brand.
Mm-hmm.
We made a number of marshmallow items. We made the marshmallow peeps. That was the chick shape.
Right.
We made marshmallow pumpkins, marshmallow trees, marshmallow hot dogs, and you get the message.
Sure.
It was all marshmallow. It was only in the mid-90s. And I will bring you fast up to the mid-90s,
mm-hmm.
that there was a realization by some clever people in our marketing group that said, why don't we brand all of our marshmallow as Peeps? Because marshmallow is not a brand per se.
Sure.
Peeps was the only brand that we had, and that only represented the chick shape. Mm-hmm. So it's only been in the last 10 years or so that we've had this Peeps icon really develop.
Is that right? In the last decade itself.
It's not been that long.
And originally, it was mostly during Easter. That was probably accounted for, 20-25% of your annual business around Easter, I would guess.
Well, of the marshmallow business,
yes.
95% of our business was Easter.
Oh.
And about 2.5% was Halloween, and about 2.5% was Christmas. So most of our Easter was marshmallow and that's where the concentration was at Easter.
Sure. Now, in growing a brand, I've gone back in history a little. Your father had the ability, and your uncles and your grandfather, a unique ability to work together. When I say unique, there are millions of family-owned businesses, but not all of them have the ability to sustain and grow and work together. Now, we fast forward. I believe it was around 1978 or the early 80s that you and David Schaffer joined, and today you continue to be co-CEOs. When did you originally join the family business, and what were your duties originally?
Well, David and I joined in 1978.
Right.
And as everybody in our organization knows, I have 5 days seniority on him.
All right. Does he call you Mr. Bourne?
No, but I'm afraid to ask him all the time what he calls me. But seriously, we get along. We're cousins. This is our 30th year in the business. When we started, we had no particular official responsibilities. We were just coming out of our formal education, and we're the same age.
I have had guests on once or twice that said, iconic guests, who have said, that co-CEO thing doesn't work. I say there are no blanket rules. You're living proof that it works.
It works.
Because 5 years later, I believe, after you two joined, you took over leadership reins. Am I correct?
We were both the vice presidents, and we did that for another 9 years, and then we became co-presidents, and then we became co-CEOs. So it's a whole it's a progression. But in 1983, we took over the active managing of the business.
Okay, but it's unique. And not everybody can do it. What is the secret behind being co-CEOs and having that work so well? Because you're truly one of the functional teams out there, one of the best I've seen.
Well, I think it really has to do with our heritage. When you asked about how did the four, that's two generations getting along,
yes.
My grandfather, his two brothers-in-law, and the son, my dad, values. They understood the value of the business. And it wasn't, the business wasn't there for them. It was there for all of the stakeholders. And those values rubbed off on David and me. Because when we go into the business every day, we're working. We're not working to enhance our largesse of the family. This is important that the business is far larger than we are as families. So this is not our personal bank account. It's not our personal deal. We happen to own the business, yes, but the business has a culture, and we're responsible for a vision. We're responsible for strategy. We're responsible for alignment, and we value the business.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Ross Bourne, co-CEO of Just Bourne, one of the top 10 candy manufacturers in America, with brands such as those Marshmallow Peeps. And by the way, talk about leveraging a brand. As busy as we all are today with our schedules, how in the world do they have 50,000 Peep Club members? I'm going to ask you that when we get back. 50,000.
70,000.
Oh, pardon me, sir. 70,000.
It went up.
People are busy. They don't have time to play around with Peeps, and you got 70,000. This is what I'm talking about with differentiation. How do they do it? They have a whole study that we're going to get into, and then we want to talk a little bit about family business. You're in a third generation. We're going to find out about succession planning, and then we're going to ask you some specific questions of what the secrets are and what your setbacks have been and how did you overcome them. Ross Bourne is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr, a no-show to a U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. And now the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is threatening to hold Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr refusing to testify because Democrats were requiring that he answer the questions of staff lawyers as well as members on the committee. Republicans on the panel lashing out at Democrats, especially Chairman Jerry Nadler, for that. And Republican Doug Collins says it's just one example of minority voices on the committee being silenced by Nadler.
The question that bothered me the most yesterday is we got time. We got to get on to another bill. Timing does not trump minority rights. And there's not a member on this dais that should say it's not. And freshman members or anybody else who's here for the first time, that's not how this committee works.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week, essentially unchanged, says the government. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, visiting today with Ross Bourne, co-CEO of the Just Bourne Candy Company. Ross, I've been studying your industry, and I've noticed that a leading indicator of leading companies is that your growth appears to strongly outpace the growth of the industry as a whole. So my question to you is, what are the real key drivers that lead and grow a successful business, such as Just Born? What are you doing that's different?
Well, David and I have really been focused on a few things that we found to be part of our success, and it's all not rocket science. It's pretty simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a vision. You start out with that. You have to define who you are and what you think you should be, sure. Straight out.
Mm-hmm.
Not long, but who you are and who you think you should be.
Right.
Then you have to balance what you want with what you're willing to risk. That's important. It's nice having pie in the sky, but if you're not willing to risk certain things, you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to publish and communicate it to all. Associates, those are the folks, the employees, we call them associates in our operation, and to stakeholders. You have to define who your stakeholders are. So you communicate what your vision is to the folks that supply you, to the community, to your customers, to consumers. They're all stakeholders. Somehow you have to get that vision across. You got to get buy-in, and then you have to act the vision.
Let me interrupt you 1 second. You got to get buy-in, to me, would be the most key challenge of all these points. How do you get buy-in from someone who is an hourly worker on the employee? And I'm not demeaning hourly workers, but you have hourly workers to the CEO. How do you get buy-in from all associates, Ross?
Well, having just a vision isn't by itself going to do the going to do the job.
Sure.
What David and I created is a set of principles that we had actually been living by, and our fathers were living by, and our uncles for a long time, but it wasn't stated specifically, but it was how the business operated. You need a set of a philosophy statement, which we have, and really identifying what your core values are. You have to have core values.
Sure.
And that's going to support a culture. So you have to have the culture that supports the vision. You can't just have a vision out there by itself. You have to have some support mm-hmm. for the vision. You have to understand your core competencies. Now, our core competencies, we have two, major ones.
Mm-hmm.
One is established brands.
Absolutely.
And the second is wonderful people. Right? And if you have those two, those are our core competencies, they will help support the vision. You can't just have the vision by itself.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because human capital is so often undervalued in an organization.
And that's too bad.
It is too bad, isn't it? It's the most important asset a business really has. Without human capital, your brand is dead.
It's interesting. If anybody who's in a business, working in a business, owns a business, goes to that business when there's no one else there, it's awful dull.
Right.
There's nothing going on, and there's no action, there's no activity, and it's a void. It's hollow.
But you have somehow actualized the vision. You have somehow put your philosophy, which has some tremendous points, into action. This is a tremendous challenge. I mean, oftentimes they're the buzzwords, but you're doing it. How does Just Born actually do it to get all stakeholders, all employees, all associates on board and buy in with this vision and this opportunity?
Well, beyond the vision, there's a lot of talk about mission,
yeah.
And it's important to have a mission. Where do you want to go, and how do you want to get there?
Yes. What is your mission?
We need to attain above-average profitability, and we're looking at significant growth. We talk about profitability. We mm-hmm. talk about growth, and we need to do that through superior leadership. And that's an important word, leadership.
Absolutely.
Not management. Yes, management needs to be, but we are speaking about leadership. And I'll get into the difference between management and leadership, which I think is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And then the job that the owners managing the business and leading the business have, making sure that everybody is on board, all the key people, is to focus our resources on the mission. You can't just talk about the mission, well, how are we going to do it, and not be able to provide the resources. That includes That's the investment part, prudent investment, not just throwing money at an issue, mm-hmm. but prudent investment in our brands, in our people, and in the technology, which includes the facilities and the equipment.
Sure.
Because otherwise, if you have a grandiose vision of who you want to be and where you want to go with the mission, but you can't support it, then it's hollow. It rings hollow and you fail because people don't believe you. You're not believable.
So how do you actualize the support? How do you...
You put your money where your mouth is and you do it well.
Well, one of the things you've done, you can't invent more hours in a day, but one of the things you have done as a business, I recall, Ross, is you've invested quite heavily into automation. So you create more output per hour because you can't create more hours. Am I right?
We've invested in a lot of different things. Certainly our people with training and development mm-hmm. to continue that. We've invested in our brands and we've certainly invested in the technology. When our associates and stakeholders see that we're actually putting the words to action,
yes,
that we're actually putting prudent dollars, we haven't always been able to do that. Sometimes there are certain investments that don't pan out, so be it, and we go on. But the idea is that we focus our resources on the things that we say we're going to do. And when we do them, we have believability, we have credibility, and people join us. And they realize that we're serious about the business. And then they follow, and they're part of, and they buy in to the business.
So you walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk, as they say.
That's what we work on.
Let's take a quick break here, and when we get back, I want a couple specific examples, if you don't mind. And then we want to talk about the biggest setback you ever had. I want you to tell us what it was and how did you overcome it. Ross Bourne, we thank you so much for being here on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
These are the stories and strategies of America's greatest entrepreneurs. They are the legends of success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
Ross Bourne is our guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're glad you're with us. Ross, before we took a break, you had mentioned, you alluded to, there's a difference between management and leadership. Sounds good on the surface, but how do you differentiate the two, and what are the responsibilities of each?
The training that David and I needed to get from a lot of different sources over the years, over our 30 years together, taught us a little bit about what leadership is all about and what management is all about. You can actually be both a leader and a manager, but I'll give you a couple of for instances as to what we believe leaders are and what we believe managers are. Being a leader is setting a direction and developing a vision. And that's a responsibility that David and I have had to do in our business. We develop the vision for the business. That's our job. We are also the chief strategists in terms of realizing the vision. That's important, and that's what a leader does. We also are responsible for aligning the staff to make sure that we achieve the vision. Remember, it's all going back to the vision.
Absolutely.
And then we have to motivate and inspire others to achieve the vision. It's all going to the vision. The vision is a responsibility of the leadership. What is management? A manager is going to plan, is going to budget, organize, staff appropriately, control all the issues, and make sure and control the outcomes, and do problem solving. Now, sometimes you can have a leader that does that, but sometimes you don't. And sometimes a manager can do the leadership stuff too, and sometimes not. And where David and I have found our niche is more in the leadership, and we have hired some wonderful managers to manage our business on a day-to-day basis.
When Jack Welch was on our show, he said that when you become a manager, you stop working for you and you start to work for all those around you, and your job is to make them better. It's not about you any longer. Do you agree with it?
Actually, I use a similar phrase when it comes to good management. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about leadership now, but we are talking about management. A good manager has to operate by making others look good. That's the job of a good manager.
Right.
How do you make others look good? Conversely, the poor manager is one that tries to make him or herself look good.
Well put. Ross Bourne is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
To the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're visiting today with Ross Born, co-CEO of the Just Born Candy Company. Again, I go back to one of your greatest challenges is how you get all stakeholders, employees, associates to buy in to this. Are they incentivized? Are they rewarded to buy in? Is there some type of a profit sharing to? It's one thing to feel good about belonging and having an identity and all working for the flag, so to speak. But are they rewarded? And are they rewarded for new ideas and contributions to the business?
Well, one of the keystone for the drivers to our business, after all is said and done, and we've outlined the vision, and we have our set of values, and we've created that culture, and we've identified a mission, and then we focus our resources on the mission,
yes,
we celebrate success. And that has a very broad interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
We do celebrate success. We share, along with David and our top executives, we will be addressing all of our associates and telling them how things went this last year. And we have a big party. And we do that from morning to night and then into the next morning because we have a third shift. So we address five different groups. We have just about 600 associates,
mm-hmm.
And we need to make sure that they understand where they're at. We do share in the largesse of the business. Business is for them. It's not just for owners.
You're stewards.
Yes, we're good. We believe that in order to be good business people, we have to be good stewards of the business.
Absolutely. And that has to do with all around you. I've noticed that you also have some very long-term and loyal partnerships with some of your suppliers and strategic business partners. One of them was a former guest on here, Vic Hamill from J.C. Ehrlich. You've been with J.C. Ehrlich for 30 years or something like that.
Yes, we have.
But you believe in loyalty, and that is an important attribute. Is there ever come a time when loyalty is faced with a better deal?
Yes, absolutely.
How do you handle it?
Well, first of all, it shouldn't come as a surprise or a shock. We have to work very closely with our business partners.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that they're a key part of our organization. They're an extension of us.
Yeah.
We're no better than our business partners. We can't be.
Absolutely.
Whether any of our suppliers for goods or services. So we're looking to work very, very closely with them. We will look to help them with their processes so that they can help us. There are times when a supplier doesn't keep up, and we need to work with them to see if they are willing to keep up.
We've talked a lot about your successes, and they've been wonderful. You had to have a failure setback somewhere. What is the most significant setback? What happened? How'd you handle it and overcome it?
We've had a number of setbacks. You cannot go through the day without having some setbacks, unless you're not challenging yourself enough.
Sure.
So we have challenges that I like to use the phrase around our place, we try to convert lemons into lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably use that phrase five or six times a week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we have to stress to everyone, and this is an ongoing deal, is continuous improvement.
Right.
And we don't use it as a trite mantra. We talk about being better, being faster, and being smarter.
Sure.
And the things that we do are all geared towards that.
But some of the best laid plans fall out. So what's your best example? Where did you guys slip? What did you do that sounded like a great plan but just fell
I'll give you a recent example.
Right.
We acquired the Goldenberg Candy Company about 4.5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And they were very famous in the region for making peanut chews.
Eastern Seaboard.
It was really Philadelphia and within about a 200-mile radius of Philly.
Sure.
And people out in the West really didn't know anything about a peanut chew, and they probably didn't even care about a peanut chew at that point. We made some assumptions. Here was a brand, had been around for 90 years. The company itself was 113 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought with our national prominence, with our Mike and Ike Hot Tamale and Peeps brands, with the entree that we had with all the major customers around the country, that we could go and market this brand, develop the brand nationally for peanut chew. We embarked on something that we failed with. We were unsuccessful.
Where did you miss the mark?
We learned a lot more about brand development, and branding has to be earned, and there's a way for developing a brand. It doesn't happen overnight. We failed to develop the brand to do some of the groundwork that was necessary. We didn't lay enough of the groundwork. A number of our customers said, wow, that's a really wonderful product.
But nobody knew what it was.
How is so-and-so doing with it?
Yeah.
Funny you should ask. They're asking the same question about you. How are you doing with it? So therefore, we really didn't do much with it. And when we did get it in on the strength of our other brands that we could ship at the same time and it would be easy and we made all kinds of good deals with our customers,
sure.
It laid an egg.
So just because you have great distribution set in place will not guarantee the success of a brand if a brand is not recognized.
Absolutely. You can advertise to your heart's content also for a brand, but there's an old saying that I use a lot.
Which is?
PR builds brands. Advertising sustains brands. Give you a quick example. Coca-Cola, one of the largest advertisers in the country. Everyone knows the brand Coca-Cola. Why is it that they advertise so heavily? To sustain the brand, to remind people that it's out there. It should be top of mind when you're choosing a cola drink. That's what Coca-Cola wants you to do.
Sure.
There are other products that have advertised heavily. They don't have a brand, and it's in one ear and out the other, or in one eye and out the other.
Sure.
It doesn't register because it doesn't have staying power. When you have a brand where people recognize and you have the PR, what's PR? It's the unsolicited stuff. It's having an op-ed person write about you. It's about having a TV newscast about your Peeps. It's having something going on with your Mike and Ike Hot Tamales or what have you, mm-hmm. that you do not solicit.
I thank you, Ross Bourne, for being our guest on Legends of Success.
Thanks, John, for having me.
You've been listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers, called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid, invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation lasts only about 15 minutes when the witness, Attorney General Bill Barr, is a no-show. Barr refusing to testify because of a dispute with Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. The chairman, Democrat Jerry Nadler, said this was the reason the AG was a no-show.
He objects to the prospect of answering questions by staff counsel and to the possibility that we may go into executive session to discuss certain sensitive topics.
The Justice Department called the requirement that staff lawyers question Barr inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. A Louisiana man accused of burning three churches will be in court today. 21-year-old Holden Matthews arrested for allegedly burning the three black churches in late March and early April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I want
to say. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Today's the National Day of Prayer, but President Trump and First Lady Melania hosted an event last night at the White House to mark it. Over 100 faith leaders joining them for dinner.
We're proudly joined by leaders representing many of the world's great faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus. Tonight we break bread together, united by our love of God, and we renew our resolve to protect the sacred freedom of religion.
The number of sexual assaults in the U.S. military rising. A new Pentagon survey shows the number of sexual assaults went up last year to over 20,000, the highest in 5 years. Those new figures are from a Pentagon survey conducted every 2 years, estimating the rate of sexual assaults in the military. The survey finds that female service members between the ages of 17 and 24 are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
What had been the Kentucky Derby favorite horse is not going to be running in Saturday's race now. Omaha Beach is being scratched from the 145th running of the event at Churchill Downs after his trainer said Omaha Beach began coughing recently and they've decided it's best to scratch him from the big race. Game Winner, trained by Bob Baffert, is now the favorite to win the Run for the Roses. U.S. House Democrats are looking to approve a bill today that would keep the U.S. in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. In 2017, President Trump announced he would pull the U.S. out of the accord as soon as possible, which would be November of this year. The agreement, signed by almost all of the rest of the world, does aim to reduce carbon emissions in an effort to slow the effects of climate change. Yesterday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the Climate Action Now Act is a first step to get Congress off the sidelines when it comes to beating the challenges posed by climate change. And the popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. A new report from the CDC says there's been a surge in emergency room visits for fractures and dislocations and head trauma ever since electric scooters have become widespread. The study determines that many e-scooter injuries could have been prevented if riders would wear helmets and were more careful around other motor vehicles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home.